Is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Today is National Unity Day. Every year on 31st October, the country commemorates the birth anniversary of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel, who is a pivotal figure in India's struggle for independence and the first Deputy Prime Minister and Home Minister of the country. National Unity Day serves as a reminder of his efforts to unite the diverse princely states into a single nation and fosters a spirit of solidarity among the people of the country. Renowned for his exceptional leadership and unyielding commitment to national integration, Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel is fondly remembered as the Iron Man of India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi offered floral tribute at the Statue of Unity in Ekta Nagar, Kevadia, Gujarat this morning. Mr. Modi administered the Ekta Divas pledge. Prime Minister also witnessed Ekta Divas parade. On this occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi says, "This time the National Unity Day has brought a wonderful coincidence. On one hand, today the country is celebrating the festival of unity, and on the other hand, it is also the festival of Deepavali."
Deepavali ka bhi pavan parva hai. Deepavali deepon ke madhyam se pure desh ko jodti hai, pure desh ko prakashmay kar deti hai. Aur ab to Deepavali ka parva Bharat ko duniya se bhi jod raha hai. अनेक देशों में इसे राष्ट्रीय उत्सव की तरह मनाया जा रहा है। मैं देश और दुनिया में बसे सभी भारतीयों को, भारत के शुभचिंतकों को दीपावली की अनेक अनेक शुभकामनाएं देता हूं.
President Draupadi Murmu paid floral tribute at the statue of Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel at Patel Chowk, New Delhi this morning. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar also paid floral tribute on the occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a two-day visit to Gujarat today. In the morning, Mr. Shah will inaugurate Sri Gopalananda Swami Yatrik Bhavan at the famous Kashtabhanjan Hanumanji Temple in Salangpur, located in Bothad. Built at a cost of 200 crore rupees, the new guest house will be equipped with all the state-of-the-art facilities and will have 1,100 rooms. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will inaugurate the state's largest waste-to-energy plant at the Piranha Waste Dumping Site in Ahmedabad. Built at a cost of 375 crore rupees on PPP model, the plant has the capacity to generate 15 megawatt of energy from 1,000 metric tons of solid waste per day. Festival of Light Deepavali is being celebrated across the country with traditional fervour and gaiety today. The festival, which marks the victory of good over evil, is celebrated by lighting up the houses, temples and other public places. People also worship the goddess of wealth Lakshmi on the occasion. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the citizens on the occasion of Deepavali. In her message, the President said that Deepavali is a festival of happiness and enthusiasm, and it symbolizes the victory of knowledge over ignorance and good over evil. The President said that on the auspicious occasion of Deepavali, we should illuminate our conscience, adopt virtues of love and compassion, and promote social harmony. In his message, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar said that Deepavali is celebrated with reverence and joy not only in India but also by the Indian diaspora across the world. Mr. Dhankar said that the festival symbolizes the timeless victory of light over darkness, hope over despair, and knowledge over ignorance. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished for a healthy, happy and prosperous life for all citizens. The Prime Minister expressed hope that everyone may thrive with the blessings of Ma Lakshmi and Lord Sri Ganesh. Uttar Pradesh witnessed the grand Deepotsav on the banks of Sadhu River in Ayodhya. Union Minister of Culture and Tourism Gajendra Singh Shekhawat, Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and other dignitaries, along with thousands of devotees, were present at the occasion. Indian Railways is running 7,296 special trains to cater the rush of passengers during the festive season of Deepavali and Chhath Puja. This year, the Railways is operating around 2,800 more trains in comparison to 4,500 operated last year for the ease of passengers. And that is the end of this news bulletin.